Today, I wish to highlight one of the most blessed and most powerful acts of worship. You and I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed upon us the five daily prayers known as as-salah. The term as-salah does not translate as prayer, but the word prayer is probably the closest to try and explain the term salah. Because if we were to say prayer in the English language, and if I were to ask you to pray, people who don't know would probably supplicate and engage in what we know as dua, which is also called prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. But I'm referring to the five daily prayers that start with a beautiful intention and then the words Allahu Akbar, raising our hands and placing them where Allah has instructed us to place them, and then ending it with Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah on the right side, and so on. So that is as-salah. It is by far one of the most important acts of worship, but within the salah, there is a certain position that is by far the loftiest, the most loved by Allah, the highest position, considered the position wherein which the son of Adam, meaning humankind, would be the closest to his Lord, subhanallah. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ. The closest that a worshipper could be to his Rabb, to his Lord, is, what is it? وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. The position of sujood, prostration. When you put your head on the ground for Allah in a specific way during the five daily prayers, there is no position that can be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that, in terms of a worshipper trying to gain that closeness to Allah.